You're listening to The Paranormal Void, a podcast about hauntings, demons, aliens, cryptids, unsolved mysteries, strange phenomena, eerie locations, and all those things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Andy Cano. Built in 1906, Sunnyside Cemetery is one of Long Beach's oldest cemeteries. Some of the people buried there include Civil War vets, founding members of the city of Long Beach, and Long Beach's first fire chief. The cemetery is said to have over 16,000 people buried within its proximity, and has been the subject of many heated debates with its dark past. The cemetery wars of 1921 saw many feuds when oil was discovered in nearby Signal Hill. Of course, the oil companies involved wanted the land for drilling and did so, forcing many bodies to be relocated. In addition, debris and oil would be found all over the cemetery. Slightly before this time, the townspeople decided they were going to build a mausoleum on the grounds, which was already paid for and happened to be a prime drilling spot. The building was built, but not before heated arguments. In the 1990s, the people who owned the grounds of Sunnyside Cemetery decided to embezzle money that was meant to go towards maintaining the land and graves, and left the place with an uncertain future. Luckily, in 2019, the city of Long Beach finally took over stewardship, and the cemetery can still be visited today. Much like any other cemetery, Sunnyside does not come without its fair share of ghost stories. In 1911, a young woman by the name of Bessie Mackenzie Baxter made her way to Long Beach from Iowa with her father to be closer to her uncle. They settled on Burnett Street, and Bessie began working at the Long Beach Laundry. Bessie was loved by her community and involved in her church. The only thing missing from Bessie's life was romance. She feared that she would live out the rest of her life without someone to love and grow old with. Being deaf added to the weight of this sorrow, as Bessie thought it would make her even less attractive to a potential suitor. Then, as fate would have it, Corey Tingley, a shipyard worker, wandered into the laundry where Bessie worked. The couple hit it off immediately, and they were betrothed not long after. Bessie could not be happier and was beside herself with joy. The day before the wedding, and this differs depending on who you talk to, Bessie either went to Los Angeles to pick out a special wedding dress or to downtown Long Beach to do some last-minute shopping before the wedding. What is clear is that she took the electric cable car to get there. When she finally made it back home, she would make a fatal mistake. Bessie, still ecstatic about her wedding, jumped off the electric cable car, looked to one side to make sure it was clear, but did not check the other. Bessie was struck. Her ribs were crushed. She had internal bleeding and remained unconscious up until 9 p.m. that night when she slipped away. Her funeral was planned for the same day she would have been married. Her bridesmaids wore the gowns that they had planned on wearing to the wedding and helped carry her to her final resting place. Bessie was laid to rest in her wedding dress. 9 months later, her father passed and her fiancé Corey was married. This tragedy led to yet another ghost story, one with a familiar tone. Many claim that if you should find yourself in the cemetery and happen to pass by the grave of Bessie M. Baxter, you just might see a ghostly woman wearing her wedding dress, wandering the grounds with a somber demeanor. According to Backpackerverse, one evening while the cemetery was showing a movie, and this is still done to this day, a woman who identified herself as Crystal had a strange encounter. Crystal did not give a second thought to the notion of ghosts, so her friends came up with a dare. Crystal was to sit as far away from the screen as she could for the duration of the movie. She grabbed herself a blanket and some hot chocolate and picked a spot. Crystal remembers feeling sleepy and dreamt that she wandered into the middle of the road on a starlit evening. When she looked to her left, all she saw was a car speeding towards her. Terrified, she woke up to find a white mist in the rough shape of a person. Crystal screamed at the top of her lungs in horror, and was then asked to leave the cemetery. She did so, but with a new appreciation for what lurks in the dark. There's another ghost you might encounter while visiting Sunnyside Cemetery. In the early days of the Pike in downtown Long Beach, there was a roller coaster known as the Cyclone Racer. The Cyclone Racer was a wooden roller coaster which had two cars side by side and would essentially race. One day a lady lost her hat, which ended up on the tracks, and being a chivalrous young man, 19-year-old Vern Picker offered to retrieve it. Vern climbed the wooden frame to the track where the hat was. Thinking he could beat the cars, he reached for the hat, but was not exactly successful. Vern's body fell to the ground, and his head went missing. It wasn't until 5 days later that his head was recovered by a kid at the beach. Vern was buried at Sunnyside Cemetery as well. Every once in a while, people will report seeing a headless ghost in the cemetery. Although frightening, it is said that the ghost of Vern is only trying to help passersby, as he was helpful in life. If you happen to find yourself in Long Beach, check out the Sunnyside Cemetery. The place is rich in history and just as spooky as you'd expect a cemetery to be. And who knows, you might catch a glimpse of the dearly departed bride-to-be or the helpful headless young man. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Paranormal Void. Make sure to like, subscribe, and visit my Instagram at the_paranormal_void. Give us a rating and tell your friends. Have some creepy tales of your own and want to share them? Visit our email at theparanormalvoid@gmail.com. Until next time, keep listening for all those things that go bump in the night.